Hello, lovely one. So I am breaking the silence. I've had a long silence here, but I am breaking that silence. And I'm really excited today to talk to you about what's been happening in my world, in my life, in my business, all the things. And welcome today. Thank you for coming back. Thank you for trusting me with all things human design and other things, maybe. I'm not sure, but I am really excited about this. If you're on my email list, you're already aware of what's happening. Or if you follow me on Instagram, maybe you've seen a post or two. But if you're not, go do that now. You don't want to miss my emails. They're like the best thing. I really get intimate in those. I share way more of my life in those emails. And I am doing a whole email series right now. I'm in the middle of it, really talking about what I've been up to the past 2 months. I did my retreat in January. And then really just took a lot of time. I just took a lot of time, not necessarily off in my life, but off of a lot of things because I was on a somatic journey. So I have been looking into somatics for quite a while and been doing this work with my clients actually for quite a long time without fully knowing I was doing somatics. I was intuitively really leaning into what my clients needed, which was a lot more of that body side of human design. I was finding a lot of my clients were coming up against this block of, I understand everything, but I don't know what it feels like in my body. I don't know how to do it right. I want to do this, but then I end up doing this, or I go to do this thing that was super lighting me up, but now all of a sudden I just feel this huge collapse in energy, and I don't know what to do because now I have no energy to do all the things that were a yes, and now they feel like a big fat no. What do I do? And so I was like, oh yeah, there's this whole body piece where you have been disconnected from your entire life for multitudes of reasons that I'm not going to get into on this episode today. But lots of things happen in your life that teach your body to disassociate and go up in your brain, use a lot of that logic, that willpower, those things to push through and get things done, or to shut down completely and start doing nothing, all in an effort to keep you very safe and loved and cared for by your community, by your group, all the things, right? So what this does is it really puts you in this cycle, in this pattern of disconnecting anytime something feels uncomfortable, anytime your body feels a threat. Anytime you try and connect to your body and your body's like, that's not cool. That's not what we do to stay safe. All of a sudden you're in these patterns and no amount of thought work, no amount of information, no amount of even like feeling through your feelings can train you to have a relationship with those sensations in your body that keep you in this cycle of continuing to do these things that you don't want to do. And you have told yourself, I'm not going to do it, but yet I keep doing it. It's like when you're in your business and your client maybe cancels last minute and wants to reschedule on your day off. And you're like, sure, when you promised yourself, you would say no. And you're like, why do I keep doing those things? How come I can't hold these boundaries? How come I know what I want and I can't go get it? Or maybe you're in the space where you're like, I don't even know what I want. I don't even know what my gut feels like or my emotional wave, or I can't even hear from my body, let alone know what the whisper of my spleen center is telling me, or be able to talk through something enough to know. So really what I'm finding is through this somatic work with my clients, through building a relationship with your body, is they are much more able to break through those patterns more quickly, but really just a lot better, just a lot more within the realm of what they have capacity to actually do. So they're not beating themselves up for having all these grand plans. And then when you get to it, you're like, man, you like wilt like a flower, right? That doesn't have enough water or something. And you're like, why does this keep happening? And I've seen them consistently break through things, walls, basically, that they thought they would always be trapped in, these thought patterns, these behavior patterns. And they're really like, oh, I'm getting it. I'm really seeing things come to me now. I'm really in the joy of following what's lighting me up. I just had a client session that was so exciting. Like, she's really, really living everything that she has been wanting lately in her business. And she's like, and I'm having so much fun. This really is fun. And I'm like, yeah, this is it. So this is where I'm headed next in my business with human design, is really the somatics of human design. Really, how do you go into the body? How do you build a relationship with your body? And how do you stop making yourself do all these things that maybe you don't want to do? Or how do you continue to work with your energy that feels like it's constantly depleting? How do you meet yourself in a place that makes sense for you so you can actually use this information? I feel like I see a lot of people cram all this information in, and it's like the 20th modality that they've tried to learn to put on their life, like the Enneagram or all the personality tests out there, right? Just so many things, astrology, human design, all of them, right? They're just tools of information to help us understand ourselves. And yet it's like, and I understood all this, I got really excited and I went to use it, and it's like, it just, I can't understand it. How do I do it right? There's so many questions, and it just falls flat, and it maybe becomes something else that you're just like, well, that didn't work for me. When really, you just didn't know how to connect with that information in your body so you could really use it. And I promise you have an inner authority, and I promise you can use it. It's just about learning your body, relating to your body, and honestly getting out of your head. It's so stinking simple. The practice is so simple that it seems your logical mind's going to be like, this is not enough. This is never going to help us. This is actually not a thing. And yet, it will work, and it does. And it builds so much trust with yourself. You start to feel slower and more grounded and so much more able and capable to do all the things you want to do. And you start actually receiving more and enjoying more of life. It's a really beautiful process. So my next program is coming out in April, and it's going to be a 6-month group with a 1-on-1 option. And I'm really excited about that. And I want you to stay tuned for that. It's going to be a very low cost 6-month. It's going to be my introductory program, because what I'm doing is I'm actually getting my somatic experiencing practitioner training, and it starts in April. And so what I need is I need you. I need volunteers. I need people that are willing to pay me a small fee to help me develop this practice. And I'm going to be right on the coattails of all of my learning over the months. It's going to take me 3 years to get fully trained in this modality, and I'm really excited about it. And I already know, I think, quite a bit, and I've been doing it, but now I really want to learn how to do it. And I need people like you that are willing to try and want to do something like this for a low cost. And so stay tuned for that. I'm really excited. And I'm excited too, because I think I'm going to do another retreat in the fall. So stay tuned for that as well. If you want to do a retreat, like, start saving up. I'm really excited. It's going to be amazing. And I'm going to have so much somatic experience behind me at that point. Like, it's going to be epic. I'm getting really excited about it. It's not even going to be until the fall. But what I'm doing right now, March 21st, I'm going to do a 3-week mini program called Capacity, where I really want to help you start this process. I want to help you start relating to your body and learning about, where is my desire for what I want versus my capacity to actually go towards it, do the actions to get there, or even receive it and have it and hold it. Sometimes those two things are very different and we don't know the difference. And if you don't know the difference, you're going to run into that scenario I was talking about earlier, where you know, maybe you know what you want, or maybe you can't even connect with what you want. Because if you don't have the capacity to do that, you won't be able to do that. And if you don't know where your capacity is because you're constantly in that trained pattern of your body, then you won't really be able to hear from your body. But really, what I see most people doing is they see where their desire is and they go to do it, and their capacity is just not there. And they don't know how to work within their capacity to still move towards what they want. And to start living a life from your current capacity can feel very scary. It can feel like you're going to lose a bunch of things. It can feel like, oh my gosh, if I really actually like connect with my capacity, I'm going to have to quit everything. And that is not at all what I'm saying to do or what I'm going to teach you to do. Okay, I'm just going to teach you to start realizing where it is and relating to it. It's kind of a 2-part thing. One is, where is your capacity, right? And do you have capacity to start living from that capacity? It's kind of a weird meta thing, but it's very true. You build up the capacity to start living within where your current capacity actually is to find that joyful, peaceful state of ease. And if you don't even know how to do that, you will never know or fully be able to listen to your authority inside of your body and go act from it. It'll be this really awful yo-yo effect that you're always on that's going to feel horrible and you're going to want to quit all the time. So it's $7, y'all. It is super low cost. It's 3 weeks with me. We're going to really start this work of you learning where your capacity is. I called it capacity. And I know that word might sound really weird, but it really just means like, what is your ability to hold or act on something? And when you think about just regular capacity, it's like, what's the capacity of this cup in front of me, right? Maybe it's 12 ounces, but right now it's really only able to hold 6 ounces because there's a big crack at the top, right? If you fill it all the way full, it just leaks all the way out, right? That's how you work within your capacity. And it doesn't mean that cup will always have a leak, but right now maybe it does. And maybe right now you're just continuing to pour stuff in as fast as stuff pours out to try and keep up with your capacity. But once you learn to relate to it, you can lower that capacity and then build up and repair the crack in the glass. So that's a weird kind of convoluted analogy, maybe, or maybe it's really simple, but that's kind of how I see it. Do you even know that you're continuing to pour it in as fast as it pours out? Are you even aware of that? Do you even know how to find that inside of yourself and build a relationship with what that is? And I promise you, this is not scary. This is not even going to be much brain work. It's so simple, your brain's going to want to take over and it's going to want to say a lot of things, and that's where I'm going to help you. But it's so, so simple. And I want to be with you for 3 weeks to help you do this. So it's $7. Get in there. We have 10 people already. It starts next Thursday, the 21st. We're going to do March 21st, March 28th, and April 2nd, all at 1 p.m. Central Time. If you can't make it live, that's still okay. The recordings will be available. All the prompts will be available and you'll have access to the group, where you can still be in there interacting with everybody and posting your wins and your responses to the prompts and all of that. The recordings will be very powerful. We're going to do an opening share and a few more things, a group practice all together, and then closing thoughts and questions. So it's going to be something that a recording will really help you as well. So I put this together pretty quickly. I don't want you to think, oh my God, I can't make anything live, that it will not benefit you. And I really want anybody that can join to join. So get in there. It's $7. I even made a list of like, okay, what could $7 buy? I'm like, because this is just helpful, right? And I'm not just going to say, oh, it's just your daily cup of coffee. No, it's like 1.5 lattes, really, right? Like at a fancy shop. It's like 2 tacos, right? It's like 2 taco dollars. It's like half a glass of wine out when you're out to eat. It's like less than 2 hours at a nice Airbnb for a night, right? It's like less than even 2 hours of time. It's, I even looked it up. It's 1/7 of a meal out for 2 people. It's 50 airline miles. That's it. You could totally drive that, right? Like it's like 2 gallons of gas where I live. Maybe it's only 1 where you live. It is like half a meal at Chipotle. So it's $7. I wanted this to be very doable for people. And I'm being a little cheeky as well. And it's March, right? It's the green month. It's the month of luck. $7. Seven is the lucky number, right? It's been my lucky number for a really long time. So click the link in the show notes here. Get in there and just get in the group. We're already starting to introduce ourselves. I'm going to do some starting prompts next week early to get you in there and thinking about things and already working with yourself and your body. And I'm going to be there to answer any questions. I'm going to be really active in this 3 weeks because I really want to help you understand yourself, your body, and your human design even more deeply so that you can really move forward with learning your human design or continuing your practice with human design, whether or not you come with me in April and jump on for the 6 month of much deeper work with your human design and your somatic practice. But I think this is one of the most valuable things I can teach you, is how to relate to your capacity and how to start building this relationship with your body that has all these signals for you that you have really learned which is a very valuable tool, actually, to disassociate. It's a very valuable tool, but you have learned, yeah, I disassociate from that. And you have this learned experience in your body. It's got nothing to do with your logical brain. And we always try and attack it from that point, and it just doesn't live there. That's why you can really change your mindset and still be really stuck in these patterns in your work, in your relationships, in your life with your kids. Is very relational where it shows up. So relationships with your clients, relationships with your business partners, relationships with your significant others or your kids or your parents or your siblings, right? Like those are really the places it shows up the most. And you know what? That's like just all of life, right? Like relationship to money, to lots of things. Everything is a relationship. And I know this might seem really simple and like, but I can do this. And maybe you have a great practice and you already have this and you don't need it. But I will say, being in a group of people working on this also really helps you build a relationship with your own body because people are there to witness you. I've done an email about that whole thing about groups. I think I sent that one yesterday. And that's what January taught me so much. It was my third retreat experience where I was there, and it was the one that, so I've been a participant at one, completely somatically changed me, healed lots of nervous system things, because being with other people, doing the same thing, being witnessed, being loved and held is so somatically healing for your nervous system. It's just a beautiful thing. The second one, I was one of the co-facilitators. It was an amazing experience to do that. And then this one, I was the facilitator and I had an assistant and it was amazing. And having that learning too, that like, oh, like my body learned on a visceral level, which can't be unlearned, that my presence in this group is enough. It's enough to show up and to help other people. And that's when I really knew for sure, ooh, somatics is definitely next for my business. And I've been looking into this for about a year and a half, and now I'm in a place where I definitely know the timing is perfect for my life and I think for the world to want more of this and need more of this. So this is what's coming, and I'm just super stinking excited. Like, this shit turns me on, like really helping people gain more authority over their lives and love themselves and their bodies and what they need and give themselves what they need so much more. Like my little rebel heart, like just geeks out on this. It just rejoices like epically with joy when I get to do this work. And so I love it. I'm so excited to show up with you in the next 3 weeks and work with you and get to know you and help you get to know your body in a way that feels good and nourishing and brings you some peace, some joy, a little bit of pleasure, hopefully, maybe a lot, and just a really great awareness and understanding how you can use your own inner knowing and your own authority even better in your life and help you really use the understanding you have of your human design intellectually, but in a way that actually comes out in your life. So click the link in the show notes, get in there. We start next Thursday. So there's not a ton of time just to go do that. Go do that now. And I cannot wait to see you in there. Okay, bye.